Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of AV Insider. I'm your host, Johnny Mutta. As always, I have a special guest, who I will announce shortly, but prior to having this person on, I'd like to direct everybody to ravepubs.com, where you can find my show along with every other show on the Rave Radio Network. And speaking of that, my current guest has her own show there, and I will let her talk about that. Victoria Barella. Victoria,
hey.
Welcome.
Hey, Johnny. What's up?
Hey, man. How are things for you?
Good, good. The past year has been really, really busy on my end. Good busy, though. Just rolling into the AV industry, and I'm just taking the hits, seeing what this industry is all about.
That's great. I love hearing that. And for people maybe that aren't familiar with who you are or what it is you do or the AV industry, let's backtrack a little bit. If you can mention where you work, that would be great. You know, like what is it you do for a living, right, in the AV industry? And then what brought you to where you are now? And you can say as little or as much as you like about what you do in the AV industry and how you got to where you are today.
Okay. Well, currently I'm a junior Crestron programmer. Everyone in the company would poke fun at me. I like saying that because I'm not certified yet and I'd like to still learn a lot more. So I'm a junior Crestron programmer. I graduated from Columbia College maybe a year and a half ago. And ever since then, I got my CTS right away, right after I graduated. I took a course, the course that was revolving around the CTS book back at Columbia, taught by Jeremy Caldera. Super interested in it. That's actually how I got introduced to the AV industry. I didn't even know that was a whole industry. I studied live and installed sound. So I come from an audio background. But previous to that, I had some programming experience too. So for a while in college, I've been trying to find a place for myself so I can combine programming and audio, or you know, maybe figure out something that does one thing and then incorporates the other. So you know, this is a pretty good gig. I like it. The AV industry has a lot to offer, as I saw through Infocom. So after the class, we all went as a group to Infocom just to experience it, and it definitely was a great experience. We got to see a lot of products just to see what it offers. It's not just audio or just a bunch of screens. There's a lot more to it. And so after that, like I said, I got my CTS. And I started working for Reardon Brothers Integration. I did work with another company, but it was just for a short amount of time. But right now I'm with Reardon Brothers, and my coworker Hope, she kind of led me into my position right now. So I view her as a mentor early on. So she was able to just help me through her work to show me what she does, and I was really interested in it, so I kept helping out, and I ended up in the position I am today.
That's awesome. I think everyone should have a mentor, whether that's for work and or life. I think that you working with Hope is great. I like Hope a lot. She's awesome. I always refer to her as my sister from another mister. She's so cool. She also has her own show on the Rave Radio Network. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Floating Point. If you can catch that reference, you win points for being a nerd. But I think that the mentor thing is great. You picked a great person. You picked a great company. And I'm excited to see you move forward. And talking about when you all went to Infocom, I think that's where I met you very briefly.
Yes.
with Rave. You were there as a... Were you newly graduated at the time? Is that when that happened? Or was that right after...
I still haven't graduated yet, so I had maybe a semester left.
Okay, so it was right before, and then the next year, or that this following year is when you got your CTS, correct?
Yes.
And here, let's take a break on that. Hey, Victoria, what's a CTS? What does that mean? let's elaborate a little bit on that. I apologize for just kind of breezing through that. What does that mean, Victoria? What is your CTS, and why did you get it?
Jesus. Okay, so I'm certified technology specialist,
Okay.
so that means a lot in the AV industry. Some people will require a lot of the people that work on a project to have a CTS, and to me, what it means is that everyone is on a basic level of maybe the vocabulary and how the project might work, or I guess how AV works in that project. I'm not too sure how to describe it in a vague way if someone hasn't really been involved in CTS. But to me, at least for me in this industry, it brought me to a level where I can speak to either a client or another person, another professional about the AV industry. If I have questions, I can refer to the process more easily, or at least I know of the process. And if I have any questions, I can ask. So for me, it's a basic understanding. But then there's many levels, like the CTSI and the CTSD. So eventually, when I have some time, I'll try going for one of those. But right now, I'm still taking in the AV industry.
Okay, and again, how long have you been in this now since the time that you graduated to now? How long has that been?
Oh, geez.
Roughly a
I would
year,
say a
2 years, a year?
year. Definitely
Okay.
not 2 years.
Okay. And in that time, we've talked about that your role is programming, right? But you also have a bachelor's degree, is that correct? In audio?
I
And
do.
it's in, is it live sound? Is that what it was? If I missed, I could be wrong.
It's live and installed, so I got scooped into the installed side, and that's how the AV industry kind of opened up to me.
Okay.
So I took a lot of classes in that.
And in the year that you've been in the AV industry, have you found yourself purely on the program stuff? Well, I'm sorry, that was a very direct question. What I meant was, have you found yourself more programming on like networks or lighting systems, audio? Do you have a mix? Or with the projects that you've been going through, is it kind of just everyone's a little bit different?
For now, we only work with lighting, a lot of the Crestron products. And to me, a huge learning curve, of course, would be lighting. I came from the audio side, so I had no knowledge of lighting, but also networking, just getting all the devices on the network and being able to go through that process with IT to make sure everything's communicating properly and not getting in their way was a huge learning curve as well. So I would say those two things I work with on a daily basis.
Okay, so
A lot of troubleshooting too.
I could see that, especially with lighting being new to you, and you have a lot of that. So my question to you is, what would you say is like has been your biggest aside not maybe not knowing or being familiar with lighting and now going into controls of lighting, what has been your biggest not downfall, but like the biggest problem that you've experienced, right? Like you just came into a firm and you kind of like are specializing in lighting, right? But you came from your background is audio. So with lighting being new, what has been like the biggest roadblock maybe and or something that the toughest thing for you going into lighting? You know, switching from audio going direct to lighting.
I guess a lot of it would be probably my confidence in the hardware, and not being able to give the electrician answers that they might be looking for. But then, my boss is only a phone call away. He has an electrical background. He used to be an electrician, and now he's programming with us. So, yeah, I mean, if I don't have answers, like they said, I'm a programmer. I shouldn't know how to wire it. That's why we work closely with the electricians. But just giving a confident answer to them, and me being younger and a girl on site,
Yeah.
I kind of look out of place. So sometimes they kind of either look at me like, "Are you sure you're in the right place?" Or, so it's kind of that obstacle for me.
Yeah, I could see that being really tough. Well, it's good that you have people that help you out, so that's great. Now, what would you like to see moving forward? You know, doing more audio, doing other stuff?
I'd like to eventually go back into audio. I definitely want to get at least Crestron certified. I feel like if I work so much with it, I might as well go through the motions and go through the classes and really kick butt in it. But at the same time, either if I can't get up to that level because either we're busy with projects, I'd like to dip into audio again.
Okay. That, I think, is a good overview of your career, or starting career, I should say, and your background on how you got here, from the audio into controls, and the controls of lighting, which is new, so might be a good thing, might be a bad thing, don't know, maybe you'll end up loving it, who knows. All I can say about lighting is that LED and controls are probably going to be pretty pain in the butt on a lot of things, but that could be a whole nother conversation, only because dimming and minimum load issues and a lot of stuff you'll learn, I'm sure, along the way. But let's talk about your show on the Rave Radio Network. You have coffeeals with millennials, or is it more of coffeeials with millennial Z?
My show is Coffee with Millennial Z. So why it's Millennial Z, they used to joke around that I represent either the millennials, I'm like at the end of millennials and the beginning of the Generation Z. So I combined it. And a whole other aspect of the show is bringing together a professional in the industry and either someone who's new to the industry or a millennial or hopefully a Generation Z person interested in the AV industry. And just have a conversation like you would and say, hey, I mean, do you know about this industry? How much do you know about it? If not, just let's get the show rolling and see how many questions you might have. It's just a very, you don't need to have an audio or AV background to listen to the show. It breaks it down to a very simple conversation that everyone can enjoy it, hopefully. So, yeah, I mean, right now, even though I've kind of dropped off the face of the planet with the show for a few months. I've been really busy on the side trying to get some millennials into the AV industry. So I'm working closely with someone right now who's doesn't have an audio or AV background, but has seen my work and is really interested in at least experiencing Infocom, just like I have. And they're actually working on their CTS. I'm very impressed. They're studying for it and if all goes well, I'm hoping that they join us for Infocom in Florida.
Sweet.
And if they have the confidence to take the test, I mean, I know it's, they're not going through a company or they're not working with a company right now, but they've applied to a few places and they might have a sales background at most to help out with the companies. But I mean, this person has great skill sets for the AV industry, so I'm pushing hard for that person to come in with us, so
That'd be
hopefully
cool.
they join us.
So, do you look on your show? Do you look for people that are millennials that are interested in the AV industry, and also maybe someone on the Generation Z side who is not in the industry but maybe is interested, or specifically more millennials because you want that kind of young and fresh outlook coming into the industry?
It's both. It depends on the topic. I try to focus mainly on people who could possibly be interested in the AV industry, and I try not to look at how much they're involved in it or if they know a lot about it, just because everyone's starting from a different place. So they might have different, like I said, different skill sets for this industry if they're interested. If not, I mean, it's great to talk to them and see what they want to learn about the industry too. So it really depends on the topic. But yeah, so far I've had a lot of guests that are interested in the industry or have been starting in the industry.
And would you like your show to be presented to reaching that audience, or kind of, right? It's more to educate like that audience of people coming forward into the AV industry.
Yeah, I mean that I am primarily going with the younger generation, but like I said, a lot of people might be older and new to the industry, so I welcome them too onto my show. They might be, at the same level as I am and interested in just switching over in their career. But yeah, that's why I don't want to limit it. But I mean, for now, yeah, I'm trying to get more young people in the industry because there is a gap in the AV industry for young professionals. So
Okay,
outreach.
say that there are people listening right now that just happen to be in the millennial range, if you will, if that in that time frame, and they're interested. They're interested in the AV industry. They want to reach out to someone they can talk to, maybe someone like yourself, and or maybe they have an opinion and they want to be a guest on your show. Where would you direct that person and or group of people that are listening now to do so?
Oh, okay. Well, you can, if you're not on a Facebook friend of mine, you can reach out in an email with victoria.barella3@gmail.com, or you can find me on Twitter. Geez, what was it? Barella Victoria underscore. And if that's not right, you can just probably Victoria Barella or find me under Johnny Moda's friends. Yeah, just please reach out to me. I'm still looking for guests just because the episodes have stopped for just a little bit. My life's a little bit hectic and I'm trying to get a lot of young people in the industry too. So just don't be afraid to reach out to me. We'll have a great conversation and we'll hopefully connect someone with that's older and professional.
I just want to clarify to people listening that Barella is spelled Barella, and that was VictoriaBarella3@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then on Twitter, I believe you were correct. I believe it is Barella Victoria underscore. I think that is correct. There's the email. You can find her on FaceSpace if you're friends with her. If not, you have the email. Reach out. I encourage people to learn more than, oh, hey, there's an AV industry. I didn't know that existed. We are everywhere. We are all your video panels, all your audio sources in the commercial and residential industrial spaces. It is everywhere you look. You are viewing and or listening to us right now through one or more ways. So, if you're interested in any of that stuff and you're a young professional excited about AV, you want to learn more, or you have an opinion to say otherwise, I highly encourage you to reach out to Victoria. Talk on the
Or if
show.
you're fortunate enough, see both Johnny and I at Infocom. We're teaming up again
Oh,
with
yeah.
Infocom. Hell yeah! We're doing the trade show minute again. We did it in Amsterdam, but Johnny, you weren't there. This is
Yeah,
a
I
big
start.
pinch for that.
Yeah, I know. Man. Tell me about, well, tell everyone else. What's the trade show minute, Victoria?
The Trade Show Minute is a show that Johnny and I cover. We do it either on the show floor or on the go. We've kind of extended it in Amsterdam. We could do it on the go, and we ask people either about the industry, what they're there expecting, any new products that we see in the show, but a minute to tell us about the trade show. Trade Show Minute.
Yeah, I think it's a fun show. It's light. It's a good way to get people's perspectives from the industry, and a little overview on what they're doing here, what they're seeing, what's good. How are they beating the heat this year? It's Florida. That's going to be a hot topic. I'm funny. I think it'll be fun. I think this year is going to be awesome. I mean, last year was awesome too, but it's good to get a little perspective, one coast to the next. I prefer the Vegas side. I'm not big on Florida, but I'm going to go to the other side because that's where it is this year. Yeah, not only that, so there's the doing the trade show minute, and then I think there's going to be some times where you and I will be like kind of running around the show. We'll have a little podcast station, a little bit of both. So if you see either one of us, ask Victoria about the AV industry. Ask her to be on the show. That is the Coffee with Millennial Z. And ask her to be a guest, give her your opinion, give her lots of strongly worded emails, as long as they're light and witty. Otherwise, then you're just being a jerk and using all caps. Now, we have that. We have a background. We have that's where it's going, and then Infocom. I don't know if we explain that. Maybe we should explain that. What's Infocom, Victoria?
Oh my goodness, you're just putting me on the spot all over the place. Infocom is the commercial side of the AV industry. It kind of just showcases a bunch of companies. Oh geez, okay. And there's classes. Infocom provides classes all over the place. You can take your CTS there, or your CTSI test, or your CTSD exam, all three of them. I hope that you get a lot out of it. What else is there, Johnny? I know that they're doing like quick, even if you can't sign up for the classes, I noticed in Amsterdam they started doing like quick 20-minute sessions free on the show floor of different topics that they're covering. So it was really cool to actually sit down and listen to a bunch of different guest speakers through Infocom.
Yeah, Infocom, it is very, just like you said, right? It's the pro slash commercial side of the install technology world that we're AV specifically, rather, that we're in. Whereas like Cydia is the resi side of that. Infocom not only is a great show for the reasons that Victoria just said, it's also one of the reasons that I like going so much is one, to connect with my peers, industry friends. You get a lot of good knowledge. You get to see a lot of you get a lot of face time with the people at the companies that you deal with every day at work. You get to meet those people in person or hang out with them again and get time with them right there to A, discuss projects, which is a great time to speak with the company. You can cover new products, new solutions to the projects that you have, and it's typically pretty tough to get that kind of time with people because it's so valuable. They're running companies and such. Going to the show and getting all that time with all these manufacturers in one place, it is pretty awesome. Again, connecting with peers is another great time just to discuss whatever you want, honestly. I use it for multiple things. When Victoria and hang out, we hang out and it's awesome.
Hey,
I don't know if
we
you've
sometimes grab breakfast or whatever other things after the actual show. So if you're into parties, but it's social hour or yeah, there's a bunch of opportunities you can get together with people.
Correct. And have you seen any news on Infocom this year, what the keynotes or any of that stuff's going to be?
Oh, I have not. No, I'm about to get up to speed in about a week. So.
Yeah, I probably should have been paying attention. But this year, if you go to infocomshow.org, that's a mouthful. Infocomshow.org. This year, the theme, and I think last year was wow. Or was it the year before in Florida? I'm so behind. I barely know what my days are. This year is create something amazing. And actually, the background is pretty amazing. It's this very
Yeah.
lavender kind of aquamarine blues and colors that are swirling.
I'm into it. I like it.
I really hope that it's like what's the VR? I hope that this year is like all about VR.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of that. I was so sad that I didn't get to experience it at ISC, just because it was both the commercial and the residential sides. So I wanted to see how VR would come into play on both sides, but yeah, I was just like I said, I was doing interviews, I was running around. But this year, Johnny, we have to make it a point to go check it out.
We will. Working a trade show is tough. Being a consumer or technologist, if you will, or person in our industry, trying to get as much information as possible is tough. You always run into friends every corner you get, so that's rough. You got to say hi and be friendly and see all your friends you haven't seen since last year or whenever the last time was. I don't know how close Infocom is for you, the listener out there, but it's pretty far for me this year. It's still really fun. The show's great. You get a lot of good knowledge. Get a lot of face time with companies, friends, manufacturers. Obviously, there's parties, but who cares about parties, right? They're all there for work. If you're my boss out
Infocom's
there,
one big
I'm there
party.
for work.
Yeah, Infocom's one big party, so it's okay. There's beers everywhere, they have social hour and food, and it's basically like a party all day.
Yeah, I don't drink anymore, but I do drink coffee, so I will be highly caffeinated and just running through Infocom when I'm not at the podcast station with you and on the floor, so that'll be cool. What can you give to your listeners, who I think would be some of your peers as well, and the people that you have on your show, your guests, I should say, people, these lovely people. What advice can you give to them? You've been 1 year in the industry now. You've got your CTS. Give them a little bit of wisdom as the millennial Z who got her bachelor's degree in installed sound, right? Live and installed sound?
Live. Don't forget the live.
Live and
Very
installed sound.
valuable to me.
I wanted to make sure. Live and installed sound, bachelor's degree, and now 1 year into the industry, what advice can you give to them?
Let's see. Well,
Or maybe
I
just like a
mean,
little heads up, like, I wish somebody told me this.
geez, I'm gonna say this for all the people that are postgraduates, like after graduating, you think everything's gonna be all solid and great, and through a lot of talks with my peers, not even from one school, from all over the place, nobody warns you. It's freaking tough, man. It is tough. So for me, to stand out, I got my CTS, and I keep praising this thing like it's no other, but really it did change my opportunities out there. So yeah, I got my CTS. It was super relevant to what I was doing and what I was interested in anyway. So yeah, I got my CTS. If you're into the AV industry, I highly recommend you look into it, and get involved like Infocom. And I value being a part of Rave Publications too, because that's the only other way outside of work that I'm still connected to the big AV industry. That's one way. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of things, a lot of learning curves you're going to have to get over. So one thing is just take the punches and make sure you stand out, confidently.
Okay. That's some good advice. That now I would like a kind of, to the same people, the same listeners, your same guests, you've given them the advice, but at the same time, give them this little tidbit from your head. What about your job do you think is the absolute coolest thing? You get to, you know, work with, you know, big whatever it is. You know, I worked at the Cubs Stadium, or I did this, and I made all the lights in this place control. What it is about your job that is so cool that you love?
You know, I did not think I would start traveling until maybe 3 years into my career. I started traveling before I got my serious job. I wasn't even part of the company, and I was already traveling to New York. So that was like a huge shocker, and I was like, oh, you know what, that was just like one thing, they're just trying to show off or whatever. And it's like, no, like in the past year, I've traveled more for my job than I ever have for vacation. So like from places from Amsterdam to New York to Hawaii, I'm so happy that I'm part of this industry and I get to travel, and every time I go somewhere I get to see a different part of the project that I'm involved with. So not just, you know, offices, sometimes it's a theater, a movie theater, so that's super cool. I like that a lot.
Okay, one more thing. Mm-hmm. What I guess it might be the same question into like, my job is so cool, I get to do this. Mm-hmm. Why would you, if you could convince somebody to get in the AV industry and they wanted really badly to do something else, and you, like, you're a recruiter for the AV industry, you know, I need more people, which we do, by the way. We need more bodies, we need more people, brains. Why would they come to the AV industry? Why? Why wouldn't they just go be a doctor at 8 years of school and be like 200 grand in debt or whatever?
No way. I mean, unless you're into like, you're fine with blood, I'm not.
Which I'm not gonna down talk doctors. Obviously, I have some friends that are doctors,
and
But if you really, it's more of, why would they come to the AV industry? What, something that they've barely even heard of or didn't even know existed? Why would they come to this cool industry?
Oh my goodness. Because you're surrounded by technology, and it's always being updated, like from month to month, even not even just a year. It's month to month. You see really cool things, and it applies to not just like commercial side or at home, like you'll see in government. Like, you're surrounded by technology whether you choose this industry or not, so why not be a part of it and do something cool? You just have to find your niche in the AV industry, which I'm still trying to figure out too, but either way, I mean, you're going to find something. You're surrounded by technology. I mean, certified technology specialist. You're going to find it. So it's great. I love it. I love that it's always changing and it's always updating and there's something new every time.
Okay. So I think that's one of the reasons I love the AV industry so much, is because I'm never going to know everything.
Yeah.
And some people ask me like, well, that sucks. You know, don't you want to be a master of your craft? I'm like, yeah, I do. But I think that I like the idea that it's ever changing, and it gives me a chance to want to learn more, right? And not just be like, yeah, it's always changing. It forces you to, but I like the ideas that like, that I will continually need and want to learn more because I have to. It's either, you know, evolve or adapt or die, if you will.
Adapt or die.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if a lot of jobs offer this perk, but you get to work from home, at least from the position I'm in right now. So even though I'm currently on site a lot, there is a position to stay at home too. So you get to work from home and you get to travel a lot. I mean, that's all I really wanted from my career, and it's giving me more than that. So I'm very happy with my decision.
I think Gary on one of your podcasts, actually, on one of your millennials, Coffee with Millennial Z, he talked about the same thing, and I don't know if that's true. I'd like to hear your thoughts, but what you just said kind of confirmed what he was saying on your show, is that, the new workforce of millennials, they want the option to work from home. They love to travel and things like that. They don't want to be stuck in one place, kind of. And that last part wasn't necessarily his wording, but the gist of it was what I gathered from Gary. He's got millennials as kids, and he teaches at UNC, and he's surrounded by them, right? I think he has a pretty good idea. They like the idea of travel, but again, who wouldn't like the idea of travel? Traveling's awesome. The planet's got a lot of cool places to see, and if you get to travel around while you work, that's cool. Working from home is way more common, at least where I am here. The idea of telecommute is very huge because being in Silicon Valley, there's all these huge companies, and not your ideal workforce isn't technically like right all there because it's so expensive, but the companies are. So a lot of people are telecommuting just because it saves time and the work can be done remotely. We not only live in the AV technology industry, that's the world that we live in. There's so much technology. You and I are on a Skype conversation right now in two different states for that same reason. I didn't need to drive to Chicago to interview you. I mean, I could have, but it would have been a while. I would see you next week, probably. Around the time of Infocom, anyway.
So, but that's true. I mean, even if you're not directly trying to find the AV industry, you are communicating in some way. It's I mean, going to a concert, that's a lot of technology right there. That's my initial draw into this industry was, just live music, concerts, presentations. So being able to aid whoever is in charge, like an artist or whoever's presenting, to be able to communicate to the people as much as they can and in a very exciting way, through technology, that's really what my goal is. So that's this industry rocks, to say the least.
Well, I think that is a good place to end on. This industry rocks. And with more rock stars like yourself, Victoria, I think that we're going to be in good hands. But again, we need more people in our industry. And the next generation, Generation Millennial, which is what, technically Y? Am I wrong there? Is it not
Yeah,
Y?
why?
Y,
Why is
Generation Y, Millennials. You are our current future. And I work with some of them. I'm friends with some of them, Victoria being one of them. And I really hope that the opportunities out there are what you're looking for, right? So again, our industry, the AV technology industry, is a lot larger than people think. I think we're often referred to as this sort of really tiny niche industry, but it in itself is a very huge industry, right? And it is rapidly growing. And saying that, we also need more people here because it's a bunch of us Gen X and older, and the dinosaurs eventually have to die. So we need more people, right? There's a good place to start. Talk to Victoria. Again, it's is it your first last name 3 at gmail.com? Victoria Barella, Barella, Victoria Barella 3 at gmail.com, which is similar to mine. It's JohnnyMoto3 at gmail.com, but it's not about me. It's about Victoria and our need of people in the industry. So please reach out to her if you're interested in being on the show, which is Coffee with Millennial Z, which is a fun show. And I think that we need more opinionated millennials who either dislike the AV industry, because I'd love to hear that side of the conversation, or people that are, I have never heard of the AV industry and I would love to learn more. That's a good conversation. And then also, obviously, people that are wanting just to learn more, or they are also like yourself, they just got in the industry and they're in the AV industry. I want to hear these stories and more. I'd love to hear more. And again, it's VictoriaBarella3 at gmail.com where you can reach out. You can find her on Twitter. It's Barella Victoria underscore. And I'm sure there's plenty of other ways to get there, but we pretty give you, a pretty direct way to get there. I'm not going to give you a phone number because that's not on the approved list of things to give out.
Just
Victoria.
person at Instagram, that's all. That'll be a good way, right?
There you go.
Find me at Johnny.
Just find us. We're going to be at Infocom. I should mention, Infocom is this year, Orlando, Florida, or referred to as Florlando, June 14th through 16th. Obviously, we're going to be there on the Monday. We'll be there all week. Victoria and I will be running around recording people like yourselves, getting people's opinions on the show. That's on the trade show. And all three of these shows, including mine, AV Insider, which I probably have mentioned before, I don't recall. Oh, that's right. You're listening to it now. Thank you for still being here if you're still there. We love you. If you head over to ravepubs.com, that's our lovely little friends and family over there at Rave, Rave Publications, ravepub.com. You can scroll right on over to Rave Radio, a little drop down. There are plenty of shows. We've got AV Phenomenon, Gary's Rants and Raves, Coffee with Millennial Z, which is my current guest, Victoria Barella. We've got AV Glue, Good AV, Kings of Content, AV Insider myself, Tech Chaos, Selling AV, The Floating Point, and our other show, The Trade Show Minute, which you can find us at Infocom this year in Orlando, Florida, June 14th through 16th. If you want to know more about the Infocom show, just head over to infocomshow.org and you can see the cool stuff they have coming up this year. Register. If you're not registered, you're going to hate it when you get there and you don't have a ticket and you're going to wait in line with your friend who just wants to get into the show but he doesn't have a ticket. So don't be that person. Victoria, any last words?
See you soon. See you in what? 3 weeks, Johnny?
Roughly three weeks, something like that.
Whoever's listening, if you're going to Orlando, find us. Find us. We'll try wearing our Rave Now blue hats. I mean, unless Johnny, you're going to rock another hat, but I'm rocking this one all week long.
No, I plan on wearing the Rave one, man.
Rave Now. They're pretty cool. They're the Adidas ones. I'm rocking it all over the place.
That's pretty sweet. I don't know if that color blue will, like, work with my skin tone. It'll, like, clash. I have, like, this weird olivey green, sort of paley, pasty color. It doesn't matter. I'm wearing the blue. It's fine.
Yeah, find us. We're blue hats. What are we? All in black, but
all black. All black because it's Florida. It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be there at the show. It's going to be a good time. We invite you to come say hi. I don't know if we're doing... No, we're doing the game this year. That's important. Everyone should know about the game. If you don't know about the game, you are missing out. Again, I think if you can go over to ravepubs.com, there's actually some stuff that maybe on the Infocom microsite, and I wish I had the answer to that. That's what I get for being unprepared. I need to hire a millennial who's on top of it, who already knew the answer to that question. Victoria, you probably know the answer, but...
It's there. It's there on the internet. The internet has answers.
If you go to Rave's social sites, it's at Rave Pubs on pretty much everything. Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook page, Twitter, all the good stuff, all the cool stuff that the kids are using, myself included, just an older kid, if you will. They are promoting the game. And if you don't know about the game, I would tell you, but it's so much better if you have no idea what the game is and you go to Infocom and find us at the show and then you play the game, you're going to thank me later.
Possible prizes? I don't know.
I think that there may...
We're always on the show floor, so I haven't experienced it, but I always see the aftermath and they're so happy. So,
yeah. Surprise. Hint, there's prizes. So, infocomshow.org, ravepubs.com, and Victoria... People need to reach out to Victoria. Again, it's victoriabarella3@gmail.com. If you have any questions for me and or about AV Insider, or you want to be on my show to dispute what Victoria says and you say that AV industry sucks and you want to yell at me because I'm the older person,
you're
welcome to. I just want people to yell at you. That just seems mean. So you can yell at me in a strongly worded email, if that's your thing, at Johnny. It's going to be JohnnyMota, JohnnyMota3@gmail.com. It's my personal email. You can reach out there. Twitter, Instagram, FaceBase, Friendster, I don't know, all those things. I think they're all basically just at JMota3 or JohnnyMota. I'm there somewhere. You have my email. Just no spam. That's all I ask, man. Just be cool.
No spam.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Caps are okay, but no spam.
Yeah, strongly worded emails, but there has to be a point. You can't just like rant and be angry. Nobody likes that person. You have to have a point. I will listen to people if they have a point. Well, that being said, everyone, this has been AV Insider, and we will catch you on the next show, and I hope to see you all at Infocom. Victoria, I can't wait to see you, and I hope that, everyone basically... says hi to us. I hope that you come to the show, the Trade Show Minute, another show you can find on the Rave Radio Network. Bye, everybody.